France, he took a bus into the city, riding on a greyhound and a prayer. She had $200 in $20 bills, another 40 tucked in her brassiere. Francie was born in southern Texas to a family old and brilliant as the sun. Her mama ran the social circuits from Fort Worth on down to Houston. Her daddy ran for judge and nearly won. Francie didn't want to go to college, so when time arrived, she lit out on her own. One day she met a vision by the name of Gentle Stephen. She knew she wouldn't have to search alone. He said, Francie, can't you tell that I love you? And I'm the only one you'll ever need. Give your heart and soul to me, we'll hold hands for eternity. Wherever you want to follow, girl, I'll be sure to lead. Francie and Stephen went to China, Tibet, Nepal, the city of Hong Kong. One day she discovered Stephen in the arms of a pretty Sheila and knew everything he'd said to her was wrong. Francie's young world had been shattered. She flew back to America and cried. Any man who says his heart will beat for me forever, I'll know that mother's son of him has lied. Francie knew she needed a professional to help her through this time of deep betrayal. She became the favorite patient of a man of reputation, a true friend who would never let her fail. Dr. Manley was a barrel-chested hero, a bearded angel with a soothing way. He helped her through her tragedies, her conflicts and her fears, till there was only one thing left to say. He said, Francie, can't you tell that I love you? And I'm the only one you need to know. Give your heart and soul to me, we'll hold hands for eternity. And if you come and live with me, our love will surely grow. Dr. Manley fixed Francie a dinner, wine and candles, things were moving fast. But she didn't see it coming when he said, I was born a woman, I hope that's something that we can get past. Francie went into the kind of spiral from which lovers sometimes don't return. It was about that time she understood that if she moved to Hollywood, she'd forget about the ways that she'd been burned. And so Francie took a bus into the city, riding on a greyhound and a prayer. She moved into a duplex just off Highway 101, admitting to herself life wasn't fair. Francie got her chauffeur's license, became a limo driver to the stars. That's the way that Francie met this man who caught her fancy. He was riding in the back seat of her car. Don was an aging TV star. He had a hit in 1963. He was living off residuals from some movies and commercials. He said, Francie, girl, why don't you work for me?
Is that Francie? Can't you tell that I love you? Reciprocate, my darling, if you dare. Give your heart and soul to me. We'll hold hands for eternity. And whatever they're gonna say about us, I don't really care. And so Francie and Don became an idol and fodder for the tabloids and the news. She drove him out to parties, rubbed his neck when he got tired, and let him ramble when he got the blues. I really can't pretend the song is finished, but so far, people, that's just how it's gone. If I'd never said a word, you never would have heard the story of Francie and Don. The Ballad of Francie and Don.
Three, four.
Francie, can't you tell that I love you? Reciprocate, my darling, if you dare. Oh.